Hi, this week the question is, did Jesus forbid swearing in a court of law? In Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37, Jesus said, "Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one." In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is comparing the teachings of the Old Testament law of Moses with his own New Testament teachings. The law of Moses, Jesus said, taught that it was wrong to forswear, that is, it's wrong to swear falsely. When a man swore with an oath, he must perform unto the Lord his oath. But Jesus gives his New Testament law. He says, "But I say to you, swear not at all." Our question this week is, did Jesus forbid men from swearing even in a court of law? To begin our study of this verse, we notice this critical point. Some people in the New Testament swore with God's approval, even though Jesus said, "Swear not at all." For example, number one, Jesus answered a question under oath. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 63, Jesus kept silent, and the high priest answered and said to him, "I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said." Jesus did not denounce the high priest, you'll notice, and say, "Why did you talk like that?" He did not condemn him for using God's name in this manner, but seemed to regard it as perfectly legitimate. Then and only then did Jesus answer the question. To refuse this oath would have been looked upon as an admission that Jesus was not God's Son. It seems rather strange then that Jesus would answer a question under oath when he instructed his disciples to swear not at all. Jesus usually practiced what he preached to others. Second, the Apostle Paul swore in God's name. In Romans 1, verse 9, Paul writes, "God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son." In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 23, he writes, "Moreover, I call God as a witness against my soul." Now, if we use these same words in a court of law today, every civil authority present would accept it. They would agree that we were taking an oath and swearing to the truth. Third, an angel from God swore. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 5, "The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever." Number four, God himself swore. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13, the Bible says, "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself." Now note, the fact that God, Jesus, an angel, and the Apostle Paul all took oaths, swore, and made vows shows that the prohibition against swearing in Matthew chapter 5, verse 34, is limited. Jesus was not forbidding all swearing in all places for all time. He was only forbidding a certain kind of swearing, a certain kind of oath. When Jesus said, "Swear not at all," he went on to explain exactly what kind of oath we're not to swear at all by. He was saying, "I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it's God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one." Jesus was forbidding swearing by heaven, by earth, by Jerusalem, by your head, or by any other oath of the same kind. But nowhere did Jesus forbid swearing in God's name. Now, why did Jesus give this new prohibition on swearing? Because men were not only lying, but they were swearing to lies. Lying had become a plague among these Jews. They had developed a system of swearing. The more valuable the object was by which they would swear, the more binding their oath became. For example, if one swears by the earth, that oath is not as binding as if he swore by heaven. Only when they swore in God's name did they feel duty-bound to tell the truth. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 16, the Bible says, "Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it's nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it's nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is upon it, he is obligated to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Now you see, the reasoning of these Jews was this. If a man swears by the temple, he doesn't have to keep his oath. That's nothing. But if he swears by the gold of the temple, he must keep his oath. Or if a man swears by the altar, it's nothing. He doesn't have to keep his oath. But if he swears by the gift of the that is on the altar, then he must keep his oath. This reasoning led to the following conclusions. Only an oath offered upon the gold of the temple was binding, or only an oath offered upon the gift of the altar was binding. To swear simply upon the temple or the altar was not binding, and one did not have to keep his oath or his vow. They didn't believe they were obligated to tell the truth except under oath, and then it had to be a special kind of oath, an oath in God's name. Jesus condemns their entire system. Their oaths were defeating the very thing for which the oath was designed to serve, truth. Now, are all oaths forbidden today? Well, what about taking a judicial oath in a courtroom before a notary public or some such official? Is that forbidden? The answer is no. On solemn occasions, before the magistrates, even Jesus answered under oath. Matthew 26, verses 63 through 64. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16, the Bible says, "For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute." An oath puts a serious matter to rest. Paul doesn't say it's wrong to swear. He accepts it as legitimate and right. The swearing Jesus and James condemned was swearing by heaven, by the earth, by Jerusalem, by your head, or by any other oath of a similar nature. The object of Jesus' legislation was to stop this indiscriminate, glib oath-taking and to show that to take an oath is a very solemn matter, something that must be reserved only for those occasions that are solemn and vital. Otherwise, a person should answer simply yes and no. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. If you would like to speak with someone from the congregation in person, you may simply call 405-567-0575. Again, that's 405-567-0575. Or you can leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, and one of our brethren will be glad to call you back. We invite you also to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. There you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.